Thanks, Nachum. Welcome back, everyone, to another season of the Tuesday Morning Jam in the AM Sports Update. The 2024-2025 season is off and rolling, and we'll break down the first 2 weeks of November straight ahead. Good morning, back for yet another Yeshiva League season with you. I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We'll start out in varsity hockey, and nothing like a good Route 4 rivalry matchup to kick things off in the early season, unless you're a Frisch fan. The TABC Storm opened up what they hope is a rebound season, coming off of a defeat in last year's final with a 5-1 victory over the Cougars, senior Aiden Rausman with a hat trick for the Storm. TABC is currently 2-0, and in a tie with Kushner and SAR at the top of the West. The Sting took a key victory last night at home over Hank 3-1 to keep clean in the loss column. Scoreless into the third period, the two teams traded quick goals in the period and remained tied until senior Bennett Brigida put home the game winner for SAR. The early season has not been kind to Hank at the moment, having dropped their second in three nights after a 6-3 loss to DRS on Motzei Shabbos. DRS opened a 4-0 lead, and although Hank was able to bring the game to within one, DRS popped home two goals in the third to improve to 3-0. In JV hockey, seven of the eight teams have kicked off their season. Out west, Frisch and SAR are 3-0 and 2-0 respectively, after knocking off Eastern Conference teams. Frisch and Hafter went to overtime Saturday night in Paramus, with Charlie Butler ending the contest for the 3-2 Cougar victory, and then continuing with another home win over YDE last night. And in a statement win, SAR went into DRS last night and doubled up the home team Wildcats 4-2. The last team to get into the mix this season will be TABC, who kick off their season tomorrow night in Hafter. Varsity basketball has some unfamiliar teams at the top in the early goings. The East sees Rambam at 2-0 after home wins over Magen Avraham and Kushner. Their schedule will get a bit tougher, though, starting this week with a Thursday night contest in Flatbush. Out west, MTA is 2-0 after wins over Kushner and JEC. They'll get to revel in their current position for a bit, as West teams have a fairly light schedule over the next week, but the interdivision contests are powerful ones, as tonight sees Frisch travel to DRS and Hafter host SAR, and Monday night Flatbush and TABC will tangle, with one team being excused from the ranks of the undefeated. Finally, in JV basketball, most teams have opened up their season with no team playing more than two games. Barkai, DRS, and Magen David are all 1-0 in the East, while JEC out west is 2-0 with dominating wins over MTA and Heschel, followed by TABC and Ramaz at 1-0. With 14 contests between tonight and our next update, there should be plenty of movement around the leaderboards. And that was your Tuesday Morning JM the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.